Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
Hey everyone, welcome to Locked On Warriors. This is Grant Lifman.
And I'm Drew Schiller.
And we are here to talk to you about the Warriors as of now and during summer. Not as much as five times a week, but, you know, every now and then.
Yeah, basically one time a week. And yeah. What's today? It's Wednesday night right now?
Yeah. Yep. And we'll be you'll be listening to us on Thursday morning. And this episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. And we will actually tell you lots about HelloFresh very shortly.
Yes, we will. Grant, how was your Wednesday evening?
It was very nice, Drew. Thank you so much for asking. I did the show, The Happy Hour, tonight on the NBC Sports Bay Area Network, and did it alongside Greg Papa and Ray Ratto, two people I grew up reading and listening to.
What did you guys talk about?
Everything.
Talk about Warriors at all?
No. Actually, no subjects of the Warriors came up, unfortunately. Which is like my, you know, I get excited when a Warriors subject comes up, but nothing Warriors this time.
Okay, for those keeping score at home, yes, that is the first time that Grant has used the word excited, and we are less than a minute into the pod, so if you're doing a drinking game at work right now.
I blacked up again.
If you're doing a drinking game, you just said I'm always excited to talk about the Warriors.
Oh, yeah. But that's fair.
I give Grant a hard time because he likes to use that word excited. And I'm still waiting for him to find the word that I overuse.
I know a lot of things you do, but I wasn't going to call it out right, like on a podcast. But
you should whatever. Call it out on a podcast.
We'll see. Do you want to actually just start with some content now? Or
yeah, in terms of actual Warriors content, I think we got to start with the logo sponsorship on the jersey. On Tuesday morning, the Warriors announced that they formed a partnership with the Japanese company Rakuten. Now,
Rakuten.
Yeah, see that I was going to go over this because the founder of the company is Japanese, and Grant, you are much more well versed in scholarly stuff than I am. So
yes,
and clearly. You have actually been to Japan. I have not. Mm-hmm. Now, I was told by my coworker that in Japan, Japanese people a lot of times do not pronounce vowels. And so the reason why in Japan people call it the company Rakuten, they don't really pronounce that U, Rakuten, like Americans do.
Right.
So people at the press conference on Tuesday over at the Rakuten Performance Center, which is the Warriors practice facility, however it is now called the Rakuten Performance Center, everybody was pronouncing the word differently, which was kind of interesting because you would have expected with a sponsorship that's going to pay the Warriors about $20 million annually over the next 3 years, you would think that they would want to be able to pronounce the word correctly.
You'd think so. And I was thinking about this in terms of a global partner. Now, they also sponsor FC Barcelona, and they give them at the rate of euro conversion to US dollar about 260 million over 4 years, I believe.
66 million a year.
So now across the chest of FC Barcelona, it says Rakuten. Like it's just written across their chest. So it's a big logo. And then on the Warriors, it's just a small little one. Now, I didn't know if that's the reason that the big price difference, or is it because FC Barcelona is the biggest moneymaker in, I don't know, the world?
It's definitely a combination. That's right. A good point in terms of the visibility, though, because yes, on the Warriors jersey, it's a 2.5 inch by 2.5 inch little badge is what the Warriors are calling it. Not a patch, they're calling it a badge. Like it's a badge of honor. Yeah. And it's a on the white home jerseys, it's a red circle with a white R in the middle and then Rakuten below it. And then on the blue jerseys, the Warriors road and the slate that they wear on Saturdays, typically, I believe, that is going to be a white big R. So they're going to be a little bit different on each of the jerseys. But I think it's, yes, I think it's the fact that on that FC Barcelona jersey, it's massive. I mean, you would think basically their team name is Rakuten. It's just,
right.
That's just what it is across the chest. But also, FC Barcelona, in terms of popularity, like you said, European soccer is just insane. And you lived in Barcelona for what, four months?
6 months.
Was it? I thought it was like January to May.
Well, if that was true, it was still, that'd be 5 months. But yeah, it was about five or six months. No, because
you may have left in like early May. Whatever. Point is you studied in Barcelona when you were at Cal. You did a semester abroad. This shows you how little I know about European soccer. When is the season?
That's a fantastic question. I don't want to answer it because I don't want to sound too smart.
No, because you don't know.
I went to some games out there in Camp Nou. That's their stadium. It was pretty awesome. But we're besides the point here. Rakuten, you know.
You don't like going off on tangents, do you?
Well, tangents are fun, but we have a lot to talk about. So the Warriors, it makes sense that they are getting the biggest dollar right now amount from partners. But you and I talked about this before, Drew, that Chip Bowers, the chief marketing officer for the Warriors, said that they had an offer for something a little more years and monetary money wise, right?
No, not years, just money. The years, the NBA, it's a 3-year pilot program.
Oh, okay. Okay. Got it. But I'm assuming, I'm going to take a guess based on his follow up comments that I think he was pretty much alluding to that that offer might have been coming from a national brand and that they chose this one specifically because it was in Japan and there is just nothing, there is no major influence of the NBA in Japan right now.
And that is correct. It's an untapped market.
It's a completely untapped market. And I have to say that this is probably, I think it'd be fair to guess that that's the main reason they chose this brand.
I do not disagree there. And we heard from the founder of the company, Mickey, who acknowledged that he was told by some of the people in his company and by, I think it was the Japanese government even, that more youth are playing basketball in Japan than soccer.
Saying a lot because they do sponsor FC Barcelona as well.
Yes, and we know that baseball is also big in Japan, of course. Basketball is starting to grow. And right now it's China that is clearly above and beyond the leader in Asia when it comes to basketball spreading there. I mean, just the Warriors themselves, they're going over to China for a couple preseason games. Steph Curry goes over there all the time. We have all seen and heard about China Clay this summer. He went on his tour with Anta. But the Warriors, they think globally. And Peter Guber said as much at the press conference, talking about how California is one of the biggest economies in the world. So is Japan. And that it's just an opportunity for these two big brands to come together. And it'll be fun to watch to watch it grow. One last thing regarding Rakuten, Grant, you mentioned that the Warriors have the biggest dollar amount in all these partnerships. So the Warriors are the 14th team to strike a deal for the logo. And as I said, $20 million annually. The second closest, the Cleveland Cavaliers, at about $10
million annually. They literally doubled up on them.
With Goodyear, which is a big difference.
Now, also, just quickly, about we're talking about Japan with sponsorships. Greg Papa brought up a good point the other day where he said, at what point, when is it going to be that it's going to be like the Rakuten Warriors? When are they going to remove the city name and start using sponsors as like the representative of where you go?
I was watching your show and I thought your point was good about how stadiums.
Right, stadiums did that.
Yes, stadiums pay a lot of money for the naming rights. The Chase is obviously paying the Warriors a lot of money for the rights to the Chase Center, obviously Oracle Arena. I agree with Ray Ratto, though, when he was saying that that won't happen because what if the ownership changes or the name changes of the company? There are certain people out there who don't like the fact that the NBA is deciding to put sponsors on the jerseys.
People are gonna get used to it really quick.
Yeah, I was watching The Jump and Rachel Nichols, who I typically agree with on a lot of stuff. She was vehemently opposed to it. I mean, she was very outspoken. She does not like the idea. The NBA already makes a ton of money. The players are making a ton of money. You got franchises selling for billions of dollars. But
yeah, but like,
I don't
what's
have
the
a
harm
problem
in
with it.
I don't have a problem with it at all. What's the harm in it? They're just making a little extra money. This is all for entertainment basis anyways. They're making money off of it. Hopefully with more money goes a league, maybe more money goes towards fan experience. I really don't – it doesn't bother me at all,
well,
the logo.
And the money that the Warriors make from this sponsorship helps go to player yeah. salaries and the luxury yeah. tax. Bob Myers was asked about that at the press conference, and he just was honest. He said, look, this is a business, and any amount of money that we can get to help pay these guys, because as we all know, the Warriors luxury tax bill is going to be about $30 million for the upcoming season. And by the way, if you're thinking that the $20 million that the Warriors are going to get annually from Rakuten just goes straight to that $30 million, well, the reality is that $20 million, I found out that the Warriors essentially are going to pocket about $7 million of that $20 million. Because there's a good chunk of it that goes straight to the NBA for the revenue sharing pot. Half of that money goes into the player salary pool. So that $20 million is really not that big, because some of it is going to, you know, get taken right. away. But, you know, every dollar counts, because the Warriors are privately financing the Chase Center. And so they're going to try to pay it off as soon as they can.
So pretty much Rakuten signed Sean Livingston to a three-year deal.
There you go. There you go.
Thanks, Rakuten.
Thanks, Rakuten. So are you going to go with Rakuten? Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the proper way of saying it. I don't know if that is that crazy.
I agree with you, man. Rakuten.
Rakuten. Drew, do you mind if I talk about HelloFresh
quickly? I was waiting for you to talk about HelloFresh.
So I'm actually excited to talk about this one, because HelloFresh.
Do you realize you just said excited again?
Yeah, I purposely said that.
Drink.
HelloFresh sent you and I samples of their meals, and we'll tell you all about them. And they were awesome. I had a great time with them. It was fantastic.
Is this when you want me to tell my story real quick?
Yeah, tell your story about HelloFresh.
So when we received the packages, you sent me a text and said, just got them. And I was like, oh no, I'm on vacation right now. I was in Boston for a week because I was out there for a wedding. And it was, by the way, in the Bay Area at the time, about 110 degrees for a couple days. And so I had to text my neighbor and I said, hey, I'm not going to be able to have these meals. So please go over to my front door and just grab the box, and you can go ahead and just cook all the meals yourselves. And for three nights straight, I just got a continuous string of text messages with pictures of the delicious food that my neighbors got to make from HelloFresh that I didn't get to consume.
And they loved it too.
They could not stop raving about how delicious the food was. So HelloFresh, if you're listening, you want to send me another box, that'd be great.
Yeah, no, it was incredible. So anyway, let's talk a little bit about what HelloFresh is. HelloFresh is the meal kit delivery service that makes cooking more fun, so you can focus on the whole experience, not just the final plate. Each week, HelloFresh creates new delicious recipes with step-by-step instructions designed to take around 30 minutes for everyone from novices to seasoned home cooks, short on time. Now, HelloFresh sources the freshest ingredients measured to the exact quantities needed, so there's no food waste. And as we've mentioned before, HelloFresh delivers food to your doorstep in a recyclable, insulated box for free. And every meal is less than $10, less than $10 a meal. It's fantastic. Now, if you're listening to this currently, this is what
we
like to do.
You are, because you're listening.
Good point. Thanks, Drew. Well said. If you're listening to this right now, for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, $30 off, by the way. And so just remember, every meal is less than $10. So you do the math. For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com. That's HelloFresh.com. And enter the promo code LOWARRIORS30. So that's capital L and then OWARRIORS and the numbers 30. LOWARRIORS30. That's the promo code. And that will give you $30 off your first week of HelloFresh.
The 30 represents the amount of money, and also probably Steph Curry's
Steph Curry.
Jersey number.
I know.
Yeah.
I thought the exact same thing. Definitely Steph. All right, Drew.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
There's a good. There's a lot of stuff. We could just go rapid fire to.
Let's
kind of
do
recap.
Some rapid fire. First off, that I want to bring up is the Bill Simmons podcast. So the other week, Kevin Durant was talking about his shoe deal with Steph Curry and
yes,
and Kevin Durant was talking about how Nike is what the kids are wanting to wear, not Under Armour, and which, you know, it was a little bit of a, not a shot at Steph, but a shot at Under Armour, and Under Armour is Steph's brand.
You could have said Chef Curry.
Yeah, Chef Curry. So that was interesting, and Steph came out and talked about it and said, I spoke with Kevin Durant, and, you know, he's entitled to his opinion, whatever, but it's not something that's going to break up the locker room, something of this sort. But, Drew, it caught me by surprise a little bit when Kevin Durant said those statements. Not that they're necessarily wrong. It's just, you know, his guy on his team is – his business is Under Armour, so he was kind of taking a shot at him.
A little bit. And, you know, during the 2015-16 season when Durant was on Oklahoma City and Steph Curry was winning the unanimous MVP award, Steph's shoe was the number one selling shoe. I mean, he right. just was dominating. Under Armour was blowing up. It was growing like crazy. But then Kevin Durant comes to the Warriors and, you know, Steph Curry's the shoe sales for Under Armour went down a little bit this year. So I think things are a little bit sensitive over there. Plus, of course, the CEO, Kevin Plank, has been in the headlines for the wrong reasons with the whole Trump stuff. But, you know, I went back and I listened to the Simmons podcast when Durant said this. And basically, you know, Durant said that nobody wants to play in Under Armour's. I'm sorry. The top kids don't because they all play Nike. And then Bill Simmons said, have you talked to Steph about this? And Durant said, no, but come on, man. Everybody knows that. Nobody want to say nothing. So then I got to thinking the other day that, remember Steph had this big showcase out here in the Bay Area, the SC30 Under Armour Select Showcase. Those were some of the top high school prospects in the country that Absolutely. Were there, that were wearing Under Armour. So I really think that Under Armour is making a big push to try to get some of these top high school prospects, because then when they have to go to college for a year, they can't sign with Under Armour, but they can kind of have a wink-wink situation that when you declare for the draft, we'll get you on board.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very possible. What else you got on Rapid Fire?
All right, what else we got on Rapid Fire? I thought it was interesting that Kevin Durant also said on that Bill Simmons podcast, which, by the way, was like 2 weeks ago, but I hadn't listened to the whole thing. And then you go back and like there's so much good stuff. He's been watching a lot of film on DeMar DeRozan because he thinks DeMar DeRozan probably has the best footwork that he has seen in a long time. So Durant said that he wants to get better this offseason by trying to be more efficient with his footwork.
So he must have heard that from a coach or somebody, because I sincerely doubt that Kevin Durant was just watching games and was like, that's the best footwork I've ever seen. There's somebody that must have pointed that out, because I need to go back and look. You know me, I'm not the biggest DeMar DeRozan fan in terms of his overall game, but his mid-range game is fantastic, if that's what Kevin Durant's talking about, or maybe his first step. I don't know exactly
what he's talking about. He gets to the line a lot. He averages, I think, 8.5 free throw attempts per game.
He does. He has a great mid-range game and a great ability to attack the rim. He's not much of a passer by any stretch of the imagination, but that's not what Kevin Durant's talking about. He's just talking about his footwork.
Full disclosure, my good friend Grant Lifman, who is just one of my closest friends in the world, is good friends, as am I, with a certain former NBA player named Landry Fields, who played for the Toronto Raptors for a couple of years. And when Grant says that DeMar DeRozan isn't much of a passer, I'm just going to leave it at that. Moving on.
Yeah.
So, by the way, I think that's disrespectful to Kevin Durant. You don't think he just is at home chilling on the couch and watches film and says, man, look at DeMar DeRozan's got great footwork. I want to be more efficient like that.
Maybe he does once people give him the stuff to watch. Sure.
Okay. That's fine.
I just truly don't believe he's looking at, like, you know who I'm going to watch? DeMar DeRozan on his own. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll ask Kev later.
That's a good point. Grant, you lived in L.A. for about 6 years.
7 years, but yeah.
Go on. Did you ever, or have you ever been to Fat Sal's in Westwood?
Of course. There's a few of them. It's not just Westwood.
Yeah, there's one in Hollywood, I believe, as well.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin Durant made a bet with Bill Simmons that, so Kevin Durant believes that LeBron James is going to stay in Cleveland for the rest of his career. And Bill Simmons believes that LeBron James is going to the Lakers next season. So Simmons and Durant bet a Fat Sal's combo meal on LeBron James's future.
Well, I hope he's not eating too many combo meals, because you're not going to get in shape for the season. Those things are literally the most gluttonous foods I've ever seen in my life.
Fat Sal's is absolutely delicious, but they're not...
it's a reason this is called Fat Sal's.
There's a reason why. Hey, speaking of good shape, you just mentioned good shape. Draymond Green was at the press conference for Rakuten the other day. And after the press conference, I was fortunate enough to be able to talk to Draymond remotely. I was in the NBC Sports Bay Area studios in San Francisco for the press conference show with Dave Feldman, and we interviewed Draymond after. And Draymond looks like he is in NBA Finals game shape right now.
He was skinny.
He looked really, really svelte.
Is he going to be able to guard these guys down low? So, like, thin and jacked.
And I asked Draymond about being in shape, and he basically said that he thinks that he's in, you know, good shape right now, but that he doesn't like to peak early. He likes to work himself into shape during training camp, and that's really what a lot of guys do, because it is such a grind of a season, and he mentioned that. But, yeah, Draymond is looking good. He definitely has not been eating a lot of Fat Sal's this summer.
No, and... it is funny to think about how these athletes really don't come into perfect shape those first games of the season. So, like, even these guys that are putting up these amazing numbers or look great, they're not even their peak form yet. I would say mid-season, or, like, the first month or two of the season is when they're, like, in peak athletic shape before they start dealing with, like, the fatigue the rest of the season.
Yep. One other thing about Draymond, he also talked about the Kyrie Irving trade and basically said that he has even more respect for Kyrie Irving because he literally chose to leave LeBron James. And what Draymond said is, he basically, and I quote, he said, "That's tough to do. I don't think people take into account that he put so much pressure on himself by doing that. But the willingness to do that, knowing the pressure that comes with that, and saying, I'm ready to do it, let's do it, that stood out to me more than anything." And it's a great point. Like, this is, we're going to be talking about Kyrie Irving's decision for the next 5 to 10 years.
And but the only thing I don't want is Draymond to inspire someone like Klay Thompson listening to that, being like, "Huh, that's interesting."
Yeah, but Klay Thompson, I mean, let's be real. Kyrie is a different cat.
Of course, well, he thinks all, Clay's a different cat in a different way, not in a flat earth society way. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know. At some point, you got to wonder if any of these guys were like, "You know what? I need to take a risk. I need to get out of the shadow that is Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. I need my own team." You never know.
That is not Klay Thompson's personality. But you're right; things could change. We'll see how that unfolds.
I hope not.
You know, one or two more rapid fire here, real quick. Jordan Bell, Warriors rookie, who his favorite player of all time is LeBron James. He has made that clear on Twitter and Instagram. Well, Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area Warriors insider, caught up with Jordan Bell recently, and Jordan Bell explained that they were playing pickup ball down at UCLA this summer, and it was really Bell's first time going against LeBron one-on-one, and he basically was just, like, kind of in awe about how freaking big, fast, strong, and smart LeBron James is. He basically said, like, "I'm in a stance. I think I'm going to be able to guard him." And nope, he just goes right by him. But Draymond Green came to Jordan Bell's defense, because Draymond was also playing in that pickup game, and said that Bell did a good job at forcing him to take tough twos, and that is exactly what the Warriors want LeBron to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all fun and games and in pickup games, but when it comes down to it, if you force him into tough twos, he's making them, keep doing that.
Correct.
Got anything else for us, Drew?
Let's see here. Oh, the new KD shoe, the insoles are pretty freaking awesome.
Yep. Check those out. If you haven't seen them yet, you can also find them on NBC Sports Bay Area's webpage.
They basically, like, they show one insole shows all of his stats from the NBA Finals and how incredible he was, and the other one says NBA champs 16-1. Basically, it's just a message to all the haters out there, which was pretty cool. Another word you like to use, Grant. I think that's about it.
All right. Well, if that's it, we can let everyone go about their day.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of a recap of things that have been happening with the Warriors as of late. Media Day is 9 days away.
Friday the 22nd.
Man, we'll be over there. We'll be having some good content. It'll be a lot of fun. But, man, once again, thank you to HelloFresh for sponsoring today's pod. And as I said, if you want to send me a nether box so I can actually consume the delicious food, that would be I would not turn that down.
No, you wouldn't. Trust me, you wouldn't. All right, everybody, thank you for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Have a great Thursday. Bye.
Bye.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our four-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our two-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.